Oh, good morning. Oh, good morning. It's 7:15. Oh, hiya. Oh, hi. Yeah, it's time for Go For It. You've caught me a little off guard. I do apologise. I'll have to explain what I'm doing now. Last night I went to a party, okay, and I met this guy called the Doctor, and he was a great laugh. You know, he was talking about travelling everywhere, and, you know, we had a great party, and we stayed up all night dancing and singing old songs, some from the 1960s. It was great. But he said I could stay here because it was too late to get the bus home, and so I stayed over. I must have slept in. I don't know where I am, though. I don't remember this room from last night. It must be his kitchen. It's got loads of dials and loads of pulley levers, and what does this thing do? Whoa! Oh my, what is going on? Oh, hang on a minute. The Doctor? Travelling? I'm only in the TARDIS, what have I done?
Hello, and welcome to Doctor Who at the BBC with Elizabeth Sladen. That's me. And that was Barney Harwood, learning about TARDIS travel the hard way on the Radio 4 children's programme, Go For It. I've been a TARDIS traveller myself on and off over the years, and believe me, sometimes it really is like that. For our current journey together, though, we're delving into Doctor Who's recent past and reminding ourselves of the dazzling success it's achieved since returning to our screens in 2005, and also of how the media's love for this national institution has never really gone away. All right, here we go. We're heading for Cardiff in March 2005. BBC Wales has spent 18 months reinventing Doctor Who for the new millennium. There's to be a new Doctor and a new companion, a fresh series logo, a dazzling new title sequence.